I would always be more in favour of more discipline and more work for children. I would, because that's how I feel I benefited from that. Even if I complained sometimes, even if I didn't want to do it sometimes, I don't believe that I knew as a 10-year-old what was good for me better than my teacher did or better than my parents did. And I appreciate every single minute I was told I had to practice or I had a pressure or a reason to work on something. And from what I've seen, and I obviously I'm really young still, so I don't have a huge amount of experience, but in the time that I've been playing and travelling, I've probably taught hundreds upon hundreds of children and spent a lot of time in schools and obviously a lot of time in Sistema Scotland and tried to assess that very, very difficult subject as much as I can. And I really don't believe that children with less structure are happier. I don't think they're happier having more and more time to just be free, because I think a freedom comes from structure. I think
and goals as well, giving people challenges.
Exactly, and I think children are actually more at peace if they have boundaries, if they have and if they have goals.
How do you think Sistema Scotland's going? Because I mean, I saw you in the rain. On
yes,
that.
You did. Yes, we passed each other with hoods.
Yeah, like, on that amazing night outside Stirling Castle when it was absolutely teeming down.
Oh, but terrible weather.
But it was
terrible.
Nevertheless, it was a fantastic evening with Dudamel and the Venezuelan Orchestra, and also 80-100 children from Ratlock.
Yes,
and it was the biggest night of their young lives to play on that stage, and. Terribly heartwarming, but you've been with this project as I don't know what you are, a mother figure or something like that.
Sister.
Not
quite mother yet, I'm getting there. But.
A sister figure to the whole project, and it's been an amazing project. And it has, I mean, I spent a day with them looking at all it was a disciplined in the way that you're talking about. But on the other hand, an awful lot of money has gone into that one estate. Mm. Can it be rolled out in a wider way, do you think?
Well, it is being. They're taking it now to Govan Hill, and with the hope of setting up many more Sistema Scotlands all across the country. It is a lot of money, and it's expensive, and it's isolated at the moment. But my hope is that the message of Sistema Scotland is... it has to penetrate across the country. That is the thing that makes the investment worthwhile, not just to affect the lives of the children in Ratlock, but that message, the message of giving children like a substantive cultural education, something that is teaching them about themselves, something that is teaching them endless amount of skills that they will be able to apply to everything else in their lives and in their adult lives. The importance of that, we're going to be stepping towards making that easier to quantify, easier to document and to say, if you do this will be the result, these will be the benefits. I think part of the issue with music education, with sort of having a cultural sector to the education in schools, is that it is very difficult to put it in a form that a government can then say this is what it does. Mm. And I'm hoping that Sistema Scotland will inspire all the different incredible music education organisations across Scotland to actually come together. So National Youth Orchestra of Scotland, National Youth Choir of Scotland, the St Mary's Music School, Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, all of these musical organisations in Scotland to come together with a common purpose and ensure that our government sees what they're all there for, sees their importance, and that it's not just about music, it's about helping children understand themselves, find confidence and be able to...
That's the thing, isn't it? It's not just about music. I mean, it is a big social thing as well, and Venezuela is primarily a social program, using music to solve so many of the, or at least help to alleviate so many of the problems in that country.
I mean, that is the incredible thing, is that it's not none of this is based on a theory that's unproven. El Sistema in Venezuela has been going 40 years now, and they have 500,000 children playing, learning musical instruments. It's an enormous number, and it's it's an incredible achievement. It's quite baffling, actually, how they've managed to make that work. But I mean, I've been there, and I've spoken to various groups of children from the ages of 12 to my age, and they all say the same thing. They all say it has changed their lives.
Yeah.